Good evening and welcome to the Car, Sim and Race Driver Show. With me, Hugh Hattrick, it's another special Monday night. We just had the end of an incredible Formula One season. Well, maybe there's a few more races to go with in Brazil and in Abu Dhabi. But other than that, the season is pretty much finished. And of course, we have none other than Lewis Hamilton, who has won his sixth world title. Quite incredible. Now, if you're watching us here live on YouTube, or you could be listening to us live on Podbean. Remember, you can comment on both platforms. We'd love to hear from you and see what you think. And tomorrow night, we'll be going into this in much more in depth with my colleague, Andrew Marr. We'll be live again on Podbean, and I'm hoping to try and bring him in onto YouTube live stream as well. I mean, hopefully that will work. But it's all about Lewis Hamilton. Now, if you're a Formula One fan, you can't really not admire how well Lewis Hamilton has done. I mean, incredible number of victories. It's 83 victories. And from the moment he appeared on the scene in 2007 in Melbourne in Australia, it really was quite an incredible feat. He'd already overtaken two people by the first corner when the lights went out, and he pushed Alonso to finish second at the Australian Grand Prix on his first ever race. And of course, he won the Canadian Grand Prix that year in 2007 and went on to get achingly close to winning his world first ever world championship in his first year. It was only some poor decisions by his team in China that, of course, made all the difference there. And unfortunately, again in Brazil, it was too close to call and he didn't quite manage to perform. But to almost get it in your first year and to convincingly win the world championship in that incredible season in 2008 when he won in Brazil, it was really something else. If you were a fan like me, you had your head in your hands in the last few corners as Hamilton came through, and it was really quite something. But he got there in the end. That was his first title back in 2008. Now it's his sixth title. He has more than doubled his, his mentor and the legend that he wanted to always be like, of course, Ayrton Senna. You can see the picture there in the background if you're watching here on YouTube. So yes, he has done an incredible job. He now has six world titles. But the question I asked today, which is maybe not one that's been asked so far, and hopefully there is a demand for it, it is the question of recently he has been talking about his issues with the environment. In fact, he was saying he was very upset and he felt like there was nothing he could do and he wanted to pack everything in because he was worried about his effect on the environment and where the world was going. Now, it does sound a bit crazy. I mean, I know we've had all these things with, what is it, Extinction Rebellion, having their protests in London and all over the world, and they're all saying the world's going to end and so on and so forth. But even being realistic, a Formula One driver has to travel to how many different, well, we've had 21 races, I think it's going to be, at the end of this year. You know, most of the time they're going to be flying there because it simply isn't workable to do it any other way. And, you know, Lewis Hamilton had a private jet. I believe he sold that last year, according to The Guardian. So therefore, he is trying to, you know, maybe use other planes or whatever, or share his journeys with other people. He's going to have a pretty big carbon footprint. But is this really kind of appropriate for somebody who is in a sport where it's petrol at the end of the day that's powering his car? And really, can it really kind of go alongside with what these kind of very strong environmental people are trying to portray? Let's have a look at what he actually said, and we can have a quick discussion. Now, here we are. It is, oops, if I can get the right page. I think I may have closed the wrong one, unfortunately. Here we are. In which he expressed his despair that not enough was being done to address the climate crisis. He was disparaged by some for his stance, given the environmental footprint of Formula One that travels to 21 races across the globe. So there you have it. He's obviously gone in for this kind of environmental stuff, and he's making the claim that the world's going, well, maybe the world might not end, but we're heading for an absolute apocalypse. Now, My first view of this when I heard it was, I don't know about you, but I thought he's been around far too many Hollywood liberals, and that's why he's starting to talk like this. Because let's face it, remember, they all said that the world, was the East Coast of America, was going to be underwater, and yet Obama has just built a brand new mansion on, guess what, in the East Coast. So yes, so if he doesn't think the East Coast is going to be underwater, and if anyone would have thought that, then surely Obama would have thought that and wouldn't have built his latest mansion there. It's unlikely that all these claims from the UN are bearing any kind of fruit whatsoever. But Lewis has gone on quite a bit further. Let's have a look at what he said. Now, extinction of our race becomes more and more likely as we overuse our resources, and the world is a messed up place. World leaders are either uneducated or don't care about the environment at all. And Hamilton called on everyone to try and make a difference before closing with a somewhat forlorn statement. Honestly, I feel like giving up on everything. Shut down completely. Why bother when the world is such a mess and people don't seem to care? Well, now, there are lots of people going through difficult times. It sounds not depressed there, but certainly off right down, even though he's done rather well the last wee while. And most people in that position of being having a pretty reasonable amount of wealth and you know, possibilities to do pretty much anything they want to, or that is they're basically capable of, might not have that much to complain about. And also, what he hasn't taken into account is the fact that as the West has gone forward and developed, we've actually taken millions of people out of poverty just in the last 20 years alone. So where can this actually go? Now, the thing was, some of his drivers, like Alonso, his former colleagues, Fernando Alonso, basically said that he was being a little bit silly and not to kind of be to worry about those kind of things, considering what he does for a living. But others were more sympathetic. In fact, it was people like Sebastian Vettel said that there was serious issues and that we should take this all very seriously. But I don't know. I mean, maybe that's was more European and care for the environment to that degree. I don't know. I think this is a kind of fake wokeness that it doesn't really make much sense. Now, one of the things about Formula One is that it is hybrid technology, and that's a fundamental part of the engine formula. And that has made a huge difference. In fact, compared to the old V8 engines that sounded incredible and really brought so much more of the show to Formula One, but the new engines, the 1.6 turbo hybrids, they use a third less fuel than the old V8s. Now, that is a pretty decent improvement. And of course, it may, for Formula One is going, it's pretty good, but they are expensive. And it costs only about three times as much to run these new engines as it did for the V8. And the whole idea of these new engines was to reduce costs. So it's not exactly done that, but it doesn't seem to be stopping them for, you know, they want to carry on with the new regulations in 2021, and that will continue with the 1.6 hybrids for at least another 5 years. So it is quite something. It is, I have to say, I don't really think it will last. I think it will be one of these things where he's going to talk about it for a little while, and then hopefully it will just pass over. So let's move on and ask, well, let's see what Lewis's career has really been like, because he is an exceptional driver, and I think every fan has a huge amount of respect for him. I mean, to win six world titles and be just one short of Michael Schumacher is really fantastic. Only, he beat Fangio last year by getting up to five, or equaling Fangio last year with five world titles. Now he's beaten him, and he's made so many incredible champions look rather average. You've got Alan Prost on four world titles, Sebastian Vettel on four world titles, Jack Brabham on three, Jackie Stewart on three, Niki Lauda on three. There's quite a few. And of course, the legendary Ayrton Senna, who many thought would have gone on to win a lot more if it wasn't for that tragic day on May the 1st, 1994. But he is now the all-time second most successful driver, just one title behind the all-time record holder, Michael Schumacher, who of course has won seven. But a sixth world title means that Hamilton has overtaken his Argentinian legend, Gian Manuel Fangio, on the all-time leaderboard, which is, I mean, how long has that record stood for? It really was something else. And it's also Hamilton's fifth title in 6 years. So Hamilton's dominance was only interrupted by Nico Rosberg. And that was in 2016, in that year, when it was a pretty close title. And to be fair, he almost got it. It was really decided at the last race when Hamilton tried to slow everyone up to see if someone would overtake Rosberg. But ultimately, he hung on to it and Rosberg got his title. And then he retired pretty much straight away. But also, his statistics in terms of his win rate is absolutely huge. He's won over a third of the races that he has competed in, and that's 248 races, which is pretty high. In fact, the only people who are ahead of him is Fangio on 47% of races won that they took part in, and of course, the legendary Jim Clark, who has won 35% of the races that he won, and that was a total of 72. But he is miles ahead of many of the rest. And you have to wonder, what will he do next? Will he be able to, I mean, from his interview yesterday, he feels fine and fit and healthy and is rather happy to keep going and race for a good few years yet. And you kind of think, if he can do that, surely he must be one of the only drivers in the current era that can take Michael Schumacher's record and potentially beat it and extend it to something even more incredible. Now, he's only a few short of Michael Schumacher's race wins, because, of course, Schumacher has won 91, and with Hamilton on 83, that's just 8 to go, and they will be on the same number. And in the last few years, Hamilton has won nearly 10 races every season, which is pretty good going. But that's in the last 6 campaigns, he's won an average of 10 Grand Prix. Now, if that trend continues, it really won't be long before he is well ahead of Schumacher in not just total races and victories, but in championships. So what do you think? Do you think that Hamilton will go on and will win even more championships and titles? Or do you think maybe next year the Red Bull Hondas will catch up, or perhaps the Ferraris will finally get their act together and be able to win some races and take him on? Why don't you let us know in the comments? And of course, remember to join us tomorrow at 8:30, when I'll be with my good colleague Andrew Marr, and we'll be talking more in depth about Hamilton's incredible victory, having a great chat about Formula One in general and this really pretty good season that has given us some enthralling races from start to finish. So there you have it. It's just a quick show tonight with the Car Sim and Race Driver Show, but come and join us tomorrow. Remember, give us a like, subscribe to our channels, tell all your friends about it, and we will speak to you tomorrow. Take care.